Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
Now, you're from the outskirts of a place called Wingham in New South Wales. Can you tell us a little about growing up there?
Yeah, so Wingham's a beautiful little town. It's kind of your typical small town. It's just got the it had two pubs. Now it's just got one. Unfortunately, one of them burnt down. But it's got a pub, you know. But it's just one of those places that everybody kind of knows you. You know, it's you kind of if you grew up there, there's lots of familiar faces. And I grew up about 15 minutes down the road on a property down there. So it was just I feel very lucky to have grown up in a beautiful little community like that.
Did you get involved in music while you still lived at Wingham or after you moved away?
No, I started singing when I was just 4 years old. So very much, you know, I was always kind of known in the local community as the singer. And, you know, even at the age of 8 and 10, I used to busk on the streets of Wingham. And yeah, no, everybody knew me as the little singer around town.
You played at Tamworth. Must have been exciting.
Tamworth was great. So I actually was in Tamworth every year from about the age of about 10 till 16. I used to go and busk on the streets of Peel Street there. And it felt good to be back. I actually took my family. I've got a new little family. I've got a new little newborn. He's only 4 months. And I got to take my whole family there. And it felt like a bit of a full circle moment.
You do like to write songs about being a country boy, I think. Your latest is actually called Country Boys.
Country Boy is just the story of how I used to spend my weekends. You know, it was dirt bikes on weekends. It was swimming down in the creek. And I just wanted to tell that story. You know, I know that that was my story of growing up, but I know that's a lot of other people's story as well. And I wanted to write a song that really celebrates that.
That upbringing is quite different to most people, isn't it?
It's different if you're not from there. But at the same time, you know, for me and anybody that grew up in like a little small town or out in the country, I think that's just what you did. You know, it was kind of make your own fun. And I feel very lucky to have grown up like that.
It does remind me of when I grew up, but that's back in the 50s. Just
Yeah.
nice to see that that kind of lifestyle for a child has not gone for everyone.
Certainly not. No.
Thank you, James. Good to talk.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Dirt bikes on weekends and trucks we take drifting. Yeah, that's what we call toys. Old boots and blue jeans, no, there's no mistaking. We were country boys. No city in sight. Dirt road for miles, yeah, it was a hell of a life. 'Cause we were building bonfires on Friday nights. We were chasing around them girls we liked. We were just some kids hanging out in the middle of nowhere. We were spending summer swimming in that creek. No, we didn't have much, but we had. Choice. I'm thankful I was one of them small town knock around country boys. Jump off the deep end to prove you're a real man was something you couldn't avoid. That's just what you did. You grew up like this as one of them country boys. Yeah, we were building bonfires on Friday nights. We were chasing around them girls we liked. We were just some kids hanging out in the middle of nowhere. We were spending summer swimming in that creek. No, we didn't have much, but we had all we needed. It wasn't our choice. I'm thankful I was one of them. Some girl we liked. You're just some kids hanging out